Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Chloe and Grace with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has committed Queensland to becoming the national leader in child safety, as the government declared its intent to fast-track a new reportable conduct scheme. Alongside a review into the blue card system, the 2017 review into responses to CSA in Queensland recommended improvements to how centres could handle complaints and allegations of harm. The changes are expected to begin taking effect from July next year, ahead of similar procedures planned by other states. The Cairns and Hinterland Health Service will welcome an additional paediatric cardiologist, working alongside a new team of multidisciplinary health workers. Some children with heart conditions in the vast Cairns region are waiting for almost a year for medical reviews, with the Australian Medical Association backing calls from parents for more medical specialists. The rate for rheumatic heart disease in children under 14 is almost 30 times more higher than the state average. HeartKids chief executive Marcus Sandman said his organisation was supporting families in the region, with some forced to relocate to Brisbane just based on the need to have better levels of care for their child. In national news, on Saturday, a family of six became stranded in heavy snow at Mount Field National Park in southern Tasmania. Rescuers have become aware of the situation by the late afternoon, prompting them to hike in with supplies to help them spend the night in a nearby hut. By Sunday morning, the family was safely escorted to the park's visitor centre. Police expressed relief that the group was able to contact them by phone, noting that without the Corps, the outcome could easily have become far, far worse.
Environment Minister Murray Watt is headed to South Australia to inspect the toxic algae bloom off the state's coast, which won't harm humans but has already ravaged ecosystems and killed 12,000 sea creatures. It's believed the bloom was caused by a marine heatwave, with temperatures rising 1 to 2 degrees above average. Minister Watt will bring the federal brief the federal cabinet ahead of the first parliamentary sitting since the election in May. In international news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine has proposed to meet Russian negotiators next week for a new round of peace talks. A meeting at the leadership level is needed to truly ensure peace, Mr. Zelensky said. The offer comes hours after Russian drone strikes across Ukraine have claimed even more lives. Talks in Istanbul between Moscow and Kiev have failed to result in any progress towards a ceasefire, instead yielding large-scale prisoner exchanges and the deals to return the bodies of killed soldiers. The European Union has agreed on sanctions for Moscow that target Russian banks and lower a price cap on oil exports, in a bid to curb its ability to fund the war. For your weather today, Brisbane is doing good. How are you, world? It's nice and cool with the rain slowly clearing. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.